One of the suggestions to curb racial profiling is sensitivity training for police. Chief Holloway said even he's occasionally guilty of racial profiling.
I did the other day. You know, when I come to work and I come down 34th Street, I see a white female walking. And I watched her until she went to the bus stop. But in my mind, I was assuming she was a prostitute. So it's going to have to go back to training. You know, we have instinct and we have training.
According to St. Pete Police, officers have used force 850 times so far this year. That has generated 4 complaints. In one case, an officer was fired. The department found 2 of the complaints were unfounded, and 1 is pending. Still, some participants in the panel, like Reverend Manuel Sykes of Bethel Community Baptist Church, wants the department's sensitivity training to be more effective.
In the academy, when I'm assuming there's some segments of training, is there specific training on profiling? Who to stop, why to stop them, and can we be privy to that? Because I'm still trying to sink my teeth into something, and I'm not talking about traffic. I'm talking about young men walking down the street or sitting in the park, you know, maybe in, at the dusk, which might be against an ordinance, but just those kind of things.
Several participants think the police need to be more engaged in the community. Michael Adekunle, former program coordinator of the Pinellas County Urban League, suggested the police recruit within black neighborhoods.
And if we recruit from that community,
right,
then we already eliminate some of these issues that are, you know, it's been supposed that fear plays a factor.
Right.
Well, if my cousins are out here, then I eliminate that
right,
level of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a good job, and now I have the attention of another generation that says, just like being a plumber in some families is what some people do, being a police officer in some families is what people do, being a politician in some families is what people do. Now we got some more people in our communities that we can look up to, and that starts a new cycle.
The conversation kept coming back to concerns about racial profiling. Rob Perry, former member of the Pinellas Civilian Review Committee, is happy Chief Holloway is committed to end racial profiling, but wants more sanctions against cops who racially profile.
You know what? How to exercise that Fifth Amendment. You know, hey, if you think you're being profiled and you're just standing on the street, you don't have to say nothing. You know, you need to understand that if you run, even if you didn't do anything, but if you run, you can automatically be arrested, even if you didn't do anything. That's what the citizens need to be trained on, that kind of stuff. But the officers, they need to stop getting this slap on the wrist when they violating people's civil rights. They need to get a week off. You know, they need to understand that, you know, it's real.
Show me what resistance looks like.
This is what resistance looks like.
Show me what resistance looks like.
Protesters outside police headquarters feel as if the African American police chief isn't listening to all the concerns and demands of the black community. Chimurenga Waller, president of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, thinks Chief Holloway is beholden to other interests.
Police union and other forces who, not just the police union, but I think they had something to do with it. I think that he committed originally because he didn't quite understand that some white people were going to be opposed to him doing that. And when the white people said, don't do it, he said, yes, sir, boss, I won't do that because you said so. So, you know, he works for the police. We're clear about that. He is part of the city government. But he made a commitment, we thought in good faith, and he didn't keep that commitment.
In order to get to the meeting, Holloway sidestepped the protest as he crossed the street. He paused to say his meeting would be open for 3 of the protesters to attend.
I'm going to have a meeting. If some people want to come to this meeting, they're more than welcome to listen.
Do they know that?
It's not a secret meeting.
The St. Pete Police has made efforts in the past to engage and communicate with the community, but only a handful of residents showed up to programs like Park, Walk and Talk, and Chatting with the Chief. Holloway said he's open to the idea of having the citywide meeting in January at a venue within the black community where attendance might be better.
Let's just try another venue. That just, the Allstate Center came up. And so I'm for it. Like I said, let's talk. We're not here to run from the conversation. We're here to run to the conversation. So if we can find another venue, we'll check to put it more in the middle, then let's find it.
The citywide discussion meeting will be held in